Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. This week's poll is about the Ryan pick for VP by Governor Romney. We want to know what you think about that, so check it out. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. Karen is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. We're talking about this segment, Karen. I want you to get your thoughts first on what Governor Romney, when he in the speech where he introduced Congressman Ryan from Wisconsin as his VP pick, he identified the five key points of their campaign and of their governing if they get elected, and the fifth one was small business. Now, for small business to be 20% of their program, I think is pretty impressive. I wish it were 50%. But it's more than any other campaign, Republican or Democrat, I've ever seen before.
Oh, I agree. And really, the first four, components of that platform relate to number five, right?
Right.
In terms of small business.
Taxes so, and fiscal reform, et cetera.
Exactly. And, Jim, if we're going to have a vibrant entrepreneurial sector and growing businesses, all those other things need to be taken care of. But I think it's very exciting, and I think, they're wise, Romney Ryan, to really pound on this issue because, it is about the economy and jobs. I mean, that is what this election is all about. And every moment, every dollar, that they put into focusing on issues away from that, I mean, they're going to have to discuss things, obviously, during debates, out on the campaign trail. I just think is wasted. If they want to win, from my perspective,
right,
from a business strategy, perspective, I mean, you focus on what the top issue is, 80%, of the time and resources, et cetera, economy, jobs, small business. And it's really exciting that they are focusing on small business.
What do you think are going to be part of that segment of their platform? What do you think they'll be focusing on just in small business? Do you know anything yet?
Well, I think, when you look at Romney's, agenda, if you will, it's about taxes, regulations, healthcare, etc. On the regulatory side, there is a regulatory moratorium. There is more accountability in the federal government, for making the regulatory system more small business friendly, more accountable to small
mm-hmm.
business, a regulatory budget. There is, again, in terms of regulations, if the government proposes a regulation that costs something, they're going to have to either take another regulation away or modernize it so that, you sort of even the score, if you will, or
right,
the cost, if you will, to business.
I think when I imagine my wish list for the government, one of them is to have all regulations to be attached to a sunset. Meaning that in 5 years, let's say, every regulation, if it's not renewed because it was justified and if we can't find enough support for it anymore, after 5 years it goes away.
Well, exactly. I mean, there has to be, and that's part of the accountability. I mean, there's stuff on the books that's been there for a long time that just is not needed. Yeah, and so you're right, Jim. I mean, really, every regulation should be justified over a five-year period.
Well, here's what you have to remember is every regulation has a group of federal government employees attached to it, and maybe even some state attached to it. Now, those guys, bless their hearts, they're not going to do things that aren't going to promote their job.
But you know what, Jim? I would bet, and I know, some of these folks who work in government, particularly within the IRS, they are very, very happy when, they could do their jobs better and they don't have so much stuff that they have to produce for businesses, for individuals, and that has to come back on them.
Mm-hmm.
So where you can get rid of a regulation that doesn't make sense and where they can do their jobs more efficiently and, you know, more effectively. I would say most of the government, you know, bureaucrats are for that. But you're right. But if we do have growth in the regulatory state, we do have growth in government, period. So we really need to, you know, stop the madness, stop the regulations, stop the growth in government.
Mm-hmm. And also, we've got to, the reason we've got to stop the growth in government is because the government is spending, is borrowing, what is it, 40%? Is it 20, I've forgotten, 40% of every dollar we spend, we're borrowing 40%?
I believe so, yes.
I believe that's the number. I mean, think about that, folks. That means, that's not only is that our debt, but that's interest on the debt that we're having to pay. And right now, it's not a big deal because interest rates are so low, but Karen, you and I both know interest rates aren't going to be low forever.
Yeah.
And the more our credit rating goes down, the higher the interest rates are going to go, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct. It is, Jim. So, and I think on the, you know, on the tax side, I mean, certainly there is, you know, the on their end in terms of keeping tax rates low or, you know, at least, you know, making permanent, you know, the tax rates that are in place and then moving towards a system of reform. And as you know, right before the congressional break in August, the House passed a tax reform bill that, you know, essentially not only makes the current rates permanent, but also fast-tracks a reform effort, essentially saying that, you know, before April 30th, you know, there has to be a tax reform bill passed and it has to have these certain components.
But it did not get through the Senate, though, did it?
No, no, but I think that with Ways and Means, you know, Chairman Camp and a Republican White House, something like that, you know, definitely
maybe
has
can happen.
The,
yeah.
Yes, the potential.
A lot on the line, folks, on November 6th. Quick break, right back with Karen Kerrigan. Her website is SBECouncil.org. SBECouncil.org. Karen Kerrigan and I will be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.